Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Are you an angry man, would you say,
angry
in general?
Man, I'm honestly really patient, but my family's fucked up. I grew up in a triple-decker in East Boston.
Nice.
My whole family's in there.
Chaos.
Me too.
Second. Oh, you too? Yeah, yeah. You're an East Boston guy, right?
Right across from Gervelli's.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah, I'm on... I shouldn't say where the fuck my family is, but East
Orient Heights.
Orient Heights, yeah.
He's an aristocrat.
Exactly. Aristocrat. That was good.
A lot of fucking yelling in the building. The
units up and down. My grandmother's on the first floor. She bought the house in 65 when my father was born for $30,000.
That was now the move. So your old man is like 10 years younger than me.
Yeah. You could be my father.
I'm
yeah.
probably older than your old man, I bet.
Really?
How old's your old man?
50.
Oh, I'm older.
He's got to be 58.
Fucking older, right? Significantly.
I'm 60, yeah. Fanny's 68.
68.
You're 68, really?
60 fucking oh. 8 years old.
You look better than my father.
He's fucking
going to get him when I'm 30.
On the fucking peptides.
The peptides? I actually heard you talking
campaign.
About this.
You want me to get you on a campaign?
I mean, honestly,
I'll turn your fucking life around.
I heard about the Ozempics. You ever do the Ozempics?
That makes you puke,
tried
right?
that.
Or something makes you feel
got rid of it. Didn't want that.
Why? What was your experience?
For me, I had a lot of gastro issues.
Okay.
Not puking, but shit's kind of no good. It gave me a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Got rid of it. But you go for the straightforward peptides under the tutelage of somebody. I'm telling you, turn your fucking life around.
What is that? What are the peptides?
Fucking secret.
And why does it require tutelage?
It's like, secret you can't ingredients. Because some people go, what's the peptide? They don't know what it is. See? It
sounds like one of those like hippie
fucking
things.
Fucking cutting edge. It ain't hippie. It's all fucking aminos. It's cutting edge. It's new way, but it works.
Interesting. Yeah, it's good.
You
shoot it up.
You take pills. You do whatever the fuck you want.
I told him I go to the Equinox yeah. in Seaport.
We're going to work out and bang out some fucking yuppies.
We should all work out together.
Yeah,
I can work out.
Just not. I feel like I stick out like a sore thumb there. All the guys, they got the Lululemon shorts up to the dick.
Fucking pussies.
Yeah, they're all in the cutoff shirts.
Fuck
they
them.
Got the blender bottles.
Oh, fuck
I'm in there, my full fucking hoodie and sweatpants, like just trying to fucking get in and get out.
That's all. You show them
I
the
walk
transformation.
Around, I go in the steam room. These guys, six pack abs. I'm just
fuck
walking around like a fucking slob.
Nah.
But you know, me and Prosciutto Papi do it together.
Hey, it's
so it's like
it's,
you know.
You know, I don't know about you, but for me, like. The last 3 years, everyone's throwing booze and food in my face.
Dude, yeah.
Like when we did our show in, what was that, August of 2021, right?
Yep.
So like 2.5 years ago, I was like 235.
Oh, really?
That was good.
And yeah, yeah.
I went up to 275.
Really?
Nice. Fucking super heavyweight division.
Well, people, everywhere you go, fucking beers, food,
oh, I
beers,
know.
Food.
Trust me,
beers.
I was 260. I was 260.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? So now I'm like
214.
I'm like high 250s
awesome.
Now. I lost about 15.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll lose another 15. Yeah. I'll be good.
Yeah, no, it's the industry, man. It's you get all this free shit, especially if you never had it before. It's hard to, you know, you don't say no to free shit.
No,
I grew up in an Italian household. If I threw away my fucking food, my grandmother slapped me in the face. I got the paddle.
It's a mortal sin.
Like, naturally, when I'm at an Italian restaurant, they're throwing every entree.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I got to try every one.
Fill up on the bread, they used to say. Eat the bread, too. Make sure.
Mixed with booze, too. It's like,
sooner or later, you'll have to fucking curtail some of the activities.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Do you find that you put weight on since then?
Oh, yeah. No, I put on a good amount of weight. I probably, over the last 3 years, I probably put on a good 50 pounds. To be
nice.
Honest.
Nice.
Please.
Yeah, see,
you're the first ones to ever say those are good things. I feel like
you know why? It's a phase. You're a young kid.
Right. I'm 24 years old.
I mean, you'll fucking get rid of it.
24 years old.
Oh, that's
so I put on 40.
Yeah.
I put on 40 and I lost like 17.
Okay.
So I got a little.
You know, you're going phases back and forth. But
now we got the holidays coming up. So
right. I mean, it is.
I need that fucking omeprazole.
Starting the new year.
What's it called?
Starting the new year. The Ozempics.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I look at it, though, we live a great life. I mean, what the fuck am I going to complain about?
Can't
you know?
Complain.
No.
We fucking get to wake up whenever we want, do what we want to do. It's like, you know, no, just put your health first. Because as you get older, everyone tells me it's harder to come off. Is that true? Is that a real thing?
At our age.
Right.
We wish we could wake
That's
up.
That's why you need the fucking peptides.
We don't sleep.
Yeah. Your body doesn't let you sleep.
Like a fucking.
You need the scientific assist.
CPAP machines, all that shit. You
devices,
know, fucking,
oils, smells, liniments, special fucking pillows that prop the neck just so. everything in the fucking book.
No, it's crazy. My girl,
try it all.
My girl already tells me I snore. I'm like, I got to snap that in the bud now. I'm going to get in shape now. I'm like, I don't want to be fucking snoring, wake up with a sore throat. And nothing bad has happened, but one time I ate, like, this is probably 6 months ago. I had a nice pasta wine dinner before bed, but like right before bed, like stupidly. I was fucked up. I was like, I'm going to have a nice bowl of pasta. Went to bed. I woke up at 6 a.m. coughing. Choking. Like out of my sleep, like I'm choking. Oh, yeah,
you're choking.
Yeah, and I'm like, I couldn't. It felt like it was burning acid going down my esophagus. So I looked it up, and they were saying it was like acid reflux, but it was
sleep apnea with the acid reflux,
pretty much something like that. But I mean, ever since then, it kind of scared me to ever do something like that again. So it kind of snapped me back into reality.
You can get the test
good.
If they put a thing in your head.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until...
Number one?
I'm going to give it like another 10 years. And then if it's still fucked up, I'll take the test.
Dying to sleep, be a man.
You drop 50, it may be gone.
Right.
If you still have it, you need to go to the other fucking
methods. See fucking Dana White? You see all the shit Dana White?
Yeah, right. He did it.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. How much is that guy charged, though? The guy
he charged a lot of money.
He's going to be charging crazy money.
Right. Yeah. But you can do all that stuff on your own.
Right. Right.
You see what they're doing.
But they got the dental thing. You can put it and have your jaw go forward.
I got that, too.
Opens up your fucking throat.
Oh, whatever. Wait, I did see that. I actually saw that last night.
I tried doing that, and like three times they measured wrong.
Oh,
I had to
really?
Keep on going back.
Yeah, you have the right one.
Yeah.
It keeps the jaw like this.
Yeah, so it opens
so
up the passage.
Will fall back.
Yeah. So opens that's what, is that what makes you snore, the tongue?
The tongue is falling back. It's all soft, pulling and blocking.
I saw Joe Rogan talking about something like that, but I mean, it was like a cheap fucking thing you could buy online. It probably is bullshit, but they have mouth tape too. You ever tried the mouth tape?
Yeah, that's a new one. That's making the
rounds. I fucking had a company send me it. I felt so fucking weird doing that.
I tried it
one night. I woke up at 6. It was just like trying to rip it off. It's ripping my fucking the little facial hair I have off. It was tough, man. But it's funny all these new things they have now.
But you notice the mouth tape has burst upon the scene. What, the last 3-4 weeks? All of a sudden, it's fucking mouth tape.
Yeah. Why is that though? Why
different
is it
brands? It's the same fucking thing. Well, tape.
What's the thing where they fucking implant something in you?
Oh, the Aspire.
Aspire, yeah.
So it's an implant. That the signal, if you start snoring, the fucking thing will execute you.
What? What?
Yeah. I know people that have it. They swear by it, yeah.
They swear by it.
I'm getting one.
I won't fucking sleep.
You have
so
to
basically
have
it's
surgery.
A shock collar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
basically,
that's what it is.
Fucking zaps you when you're fucking...
You get zapped.
Yeah, fuck that.
The zapper.
Yeah, no, that ain't for me. My father snores like a motherfucker, but to get back to your point about the angry man... He's the angry man
of
my family. But, I mean, the guy's been working. He's been a post carrier since he was 25 years old. He's 58 now. I mean, you know, he's
my
working.
My old man was a mailman.
All dads come out of the post office.
Yeah, it's his father, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yeah, I remember some good memories of being a post carrier.
Where's his route?
So he started in, he was in downtown when he first started.
Yeah.
Then he was in Charlestown for a while. He did like some of the Bruins plays and stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then he was in East Boston. Then he got double knee replacement when I was in high school.
Oh.
Then he was out for like 4 or 5 years. Now he's just in the office there.
Yeah.
So he's it's good. I mean, it's just funny the memories I have. Like, I remember every holiday season, like the Christmas season, people would give him like gift cards. Like, he'd always let me pick out one card.
You're a man too?
Yeah,
come on. He had like gift cards and money.
He's one lawyer couple. They'd always give him like a nice couple hundred, a few hundred.
Nice.
And he'd always let me and my brother and sister pick a card and keep one. But yeah, one time I picked one that was $100. He's like, yeah, all right, next kid, give me that next one.
Yeah, there's limitations.
Right.
Limitations.
Right. It's like the lineup.
It was fucking hilarious. We actually just watched my parents' wedding video from fucking 86. It was the day that Buckner let in the fucking
thing.
I got married on that day. My birthday, the 25th, October 25th. 86, I think. But it's just so crazy to watch those videos now. Yeah. Like, not a cell phone in anyone's hands.
Right.
Yeah. Fucking just like...
How'd we communicate back then?
No shit. Weird,
everyone dancing. Yeah. Like, it was fucking good. They had a little TV, like, not a crank, but it was like a fucking small lunchbox TV they were watching the game on during the wedding. It's fucking crazy, though. It was a fucking completely different world. But
I mean, fax machines and beepers was like the big thing back then, right?
The beeper was great. Yeah.
Beepers were fucking great.
I told you the beeper was a great way to get out of, like, you know, saying what it brought. You want to leave after you did your business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to fucking hang around for the rest of the night. You're done. Right.
Can you make the beeper go off if you want?
The fucking beeper. You know.
Little beep.
Call from a landline.
You, honey,
I never understood how the beepers work. I'm a young guy. So what is a beep? Is it like a little phone?
Fucking number pops up.
Yeah.
Beep.
And you answer? You can answer it?
No, no, you have to go to a fucking
then you gotta get a phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. someone send you a message. It was just come out someone's phone number.
Right.
And you say, they beep you, and that means you got to call them.
Was it just the number? Was there not? Were there words? Number. Could they text anything? Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
No, just a number.
Okay, see, I never knew what the fuck that was.
Then you go to a phone booth and go, yeah, you call me?
Yeah.
From this number? Who the fuck's this? Unless it was somebody you knew. Yeah. The number you knew.
And if a broad ever wanted to pipe you, she'd send 143 with the
right.
number.
And the that meant she wanted to pipe you.
That was the universal numerous for piping, right?
I believe so. The pipe job.
Are you guys angry, men?
Hmm?
I used to be a lot more. Like, when I was your age, I was out of control.
Yeah.
I was on the other podcast we were on, the guys were like, we were talking about something. And I said, my ex-wife said, I thought having daughters would mellow you out.
Right. It's tough to really mellow out.
No,
bully.
Like, no.
Right? Yeah, no.
Can't. I'm older. I mean, I'm 65, so it's
my family always tries to put it together. They're like, I don't know how the fuck you want crazy, just the way I grew up. Because, like, I mean, like I said, it was my whole family was at my house all the time. So it was constant yelling, chaos. Yeah. I got my fucking two of my uncles were on and off drugs, in and out of jail. My grandmother was her kid, so she'd always let them back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
My father and his older brother were always, like, clean, so they'd fight each other. It was like a shit show. So my whole family is fucking nuts, but I somehow turned out like okay somehow. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Are you 100%
Italian?
Yeah.
No. I would say majority. Huh? I would say majority, yeah. Yeah. But I grew up Italian. Like,
I'll give you a pass.
I'd say like 80%. I got the what's it called? Not the ancestry, the
23 DNA,
the something like that. Yeah. And it was like I had some fucking Irish. My mother's Irish, that's what it is. But I had some like English, fucking Albanian, small percentages, but it was like 80% Italian. Yeah.
That's good.
I just say Italian usually, yeah. I don't know why. Over
76% or whatever is considered very high.
Yeah, perfect.
Not too many people reach 80, 90, 100%. Very, very few.
Are you 100?
Yeah.
You're one of the rare ones.
I was like,
probably my brother did the DNA thing,
mm-hmm.
and he came in, assuming we have the same result, he came in about 88%.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Am I going to come in that way? That's crazy, I don't know. Yeah. But I'm assuming it's going to be about the same.
My sister did the same thing.
100%, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, just, I mean, that's what you
It's weird how your sister and brother can be, like, different percentages.
It's fucking weird.
You could be more fucking Episcopalian.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm, like, 76% Italian, like, 80% Irish.
I found out I had, like, a little African in me, too, which is good. You know
I'm 1% Dutch. We knew that from the waist down anyways.
Right. Well, I mean, I think I got the Irish from the waist down, but it's all good. I don't know where the African went. I mean, apparently, I don't know if they fucking lied
to me. I had both sides of the family, like the Italian and the Irish side.
Yep.
You know, Italians fucking, you know, yelling, screaming, fucking.
But the Irish are fucking nuts, too, in their own way, though.
But they're happy. They're happier.
And you're
happy
family, right?
Happier nuts.
Was there a lot of Irish people over there on the mother's side? Everybody?
Yeah.
A lot of them?
We used to, you know, you have the fucking, ham. Then you go over the fucking Italian side, be fucking ravioli.
Did you feel you were more Italian or more Irish?
Italian. Brought up a tank, just
when
like
you went
him.
Back and forth, did you go, fuck this, man?
Oh, I was like, what am I doing here? But it's good to be exposed to both sides.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, that was kind of the cool thing about East Boston, because, I mean, when my parents grew up, it was all Italian-Irish, but when I grew up, it was like, you know, it's majority Hispanic
Spanish now.
Now,
right?
But a lot of my friends are from different races growing up, which was cool, because I got to, like, really understand, like, where different people come from, you know what I mean?
In Somerville, growing up, we had a lot of different races.
It's
we
very,
had Italian,
very diverse.
And Irish, and Polish.
Yeah.
That was it. Back then.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, now
it's a different ballgame.
It's a melting pot. Yeah. Melting pot, exactly.
That's why I'm going to run for fucking mayor and clean the town up, even though I don't live there anymore. Can I still run?
Why not?
I'm going to move back to fucking Somerville and throw my hat in the political ring. What do you think? Fuck this.
Mayor,
I think you should.
I know everybody in fucking Somerville still. I got like a good, strong chance of winning.
Why are we talking about
it? My fucking ticket. I have BMN as my fucking running mate.
Dude, that's a cinch.
We got to get you guys in the deli. That's what we're going
to
do.
Let's go to
that
the
would
fucking
be awesome.
Deli.
I know the perfect
deli.
The perfect
just hot peppers.
What's up with the deli,
just hot
man?
Peppers.
Just hot peppers. That's it.
What's up with that deli? Whose deli is it?
It's Newdale Fruit and Revere. Jano Petrozelli, I believe his last name, one of the owners. But Jano, Dom, great guys. You guys been there before or no?
No, all the time.
You've been there,
I haven't
right?
been there in a while, but yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we really just connected with them probably March, because we had, I mean, you know, we're always doing the comedy shit, trying to get creative. Like, why don't we do a fucking, like, deli scene, whatever? Oh, so we tried it out, and it fucking did well. just kept going with it, and now it's like fucking everyone. Every time someone notices me in public, it's like, oh, the deli.
Deli guy.
We're trying to get creative with it, you know. But like getting people like you guys.
You know what to do? You know them long tubes of fucking mortadella, all that shit.
Yep.
Grab one of them and smack the other guy over the fucking head with it. Poppy, whatever the fuck is.
We're trying to get more creative with like the fucking endings and shit. I'm like, now people are starting to comment like, we never see you serve a sandwich in here because we don't. Like, there's no food in it. It's just like the interaction. No, people do think we work there, which is hilarious. Actually, I have like family members and shit will be like, yo, this guy fucking asked, like, oh, did you actually work at the deli? I got people in public that ask me. I'm like, no, I don't fucking work there.
Yeah, they want the deli business.
Guys, I'm not that fucking low in life. I'm not a deli worker. No, they're all good guys.
Has the deli got a boost at all?
Oh, yeah. They
tell them you want a beast. Where's my beast?
That was a rip-roaring fucking beast.
Cajuto Poppy is a sandwich in there.
Oh, he does.
That's good. That's a start.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking cash? Don't tell them.
They're good guys. We have a good relationship with them. They've blessed us, honestly. If we didn't have the space, I mean, we wouldn't have fucking did it.
That's
so,
a good spot. That's a good angle. Yeah, you know, it's a good fucking linchpin.
We put a lot of work into it, but they've helped out as well. But the deli itself, it grew a lot on social media.
Right.
Because they started reposting our shit, and they started getting a lot of views. They went from like 3,000 to like 18,000 in like a few months.
Took off on YouTube, right?
Yeah, our YouTube's blowing up right now.
How about this? When the two brothers that you had, the Scarlatta brothers, when you did the thing with them over there, we have a convergence on the deli. They show up unexpected. We show up.
Yep.
That's good content.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking chaos.
And the supply of content.
Look who's at the deli today.
I think we're actually,
everybody.
They're coming in next week?
The 30th, they come in. I think we're going to film at the deli the 30th
All right.
at night. We film after they close.
Yeah.
Thursday.
What time?
At night. After 8.
Yeah.
We still awake at that time?
You guys said you can't sleep. So perfect. Yeah. You don't sleep.
We can't sleep, but we like to be in bed still. At least
I
do.
Right.
I'm not sleeping, but I operate all my fucking empire from the bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Phone, fucking running shit, fucking tablets.
We can
right from the bed.
Maybe we record this late sometime. We head over after.
That'd be awesome.
Something like that.
But you know what they said? A lot of people getting back to the old sleep thing, you know. What happened to so-and-so? Oh, he died in his sleep. Must have had a heart attack. You know what that is? That's the sleep apnea, 99% of the time.
Really?
Yes. So when people say dying, remember that as a kid? You heard that all the time. What happened? Dying to sleep. They didn't say sleep apnea back then, but that's what it is.
So did they die like choking?
They go this.
Like, are you awake when you're dying? Because I always thought when you die in your sleep, you just like,
no, you don't fucking know. My wife videotaped me because I got the sleep apnea and I won't wear the mask. It's literally like this. No exaggeration.
Like you're legit dying.
You're all cold. That could go on for 10, 15
Jesus
seconds.
Christ.
But here's the thing. If you don't die and you wake up, you go like this. The fuck? It's 8 o'clock. I just went to sleep. It's an hour later.
Yeah.
You woke yourself up from that, but you don't remember it. You just know, how the fuck am I awake an hour later?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I just went to sleep. It's an hour later. I'm awake.
Right.
How'd that happen?
My father. It happens to my father all
the
time.
The joke. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'm surprised she hasn't called the cops at one time when you're fucking choking like that.
You know,
that's scary shit.
If you want to off somebody and they get the sleep apnea,
it's easy.
It's a good fucking angle.
Pillow easy cover up. How do you guys want to go out?
Assassination.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. We want to be gunned down.
I want to be stabbed to death by a fan.
No, sniper fire. Rifle. How do you want to do?
I want to be stabbed to death by a fan.
Yeah. That would be fucking awesome. Yeah. Be great if you take about 10 down with you, then you succumb to the stab wounds.
Yeah, that'd be pretty epic, really.
15 fucking stabs.
Get it, something like a Red Sox game where there's a lot of eyeballs, maybe a camera there. Something on national TV, something crazy. Right. Yeah. Do it there, go out like a fucking G.
So there's like multiple camera angles.
Right.
I figured like that if I'm doing a show somewhere, they come up with a fucking bunch of guys just stab the shit out of me.
Well, buddy, you never know anymore. I mean, the fucking shootings and shit now, it's like, what the fuck?
Any fans, like, bad shit happening?
Oh, it's fuck. I mean, thankfully, nothing crazy yet. But, you know, you obviously get some drunk kids sometimes. You gotta, I'm 24, we go out all the time. So, you get some kids that talk shit here and there, but that's like 5% of the time. 95% of the time, it's all positive.
Right.
But, you know, even if it's positive, some drunk kids, they'll get a little too much. I mean, I'm sure you know. I mean, kids must be jumping on you and grabbing you, and you got to kind of be like,
punch
all right, guys, relax.
Punch him back.
You see, be a man's in a different kind of echelon because of his persona.
Yeah.
People think they can manhandle him, punch him, give him 25 fucking drinks. Like he's like a superhero.
Right. Because they see you as that one thing. So it's like, they don't really know how you are in person.
And they got to prove that's what I am.
Right.
Right, he's got to prove it. That's why he had 15 Jameses before noontime.
What's that shirt say? Don't say happy holidays, say merry fucking Christmas. Be a man.
That's life.
Be a man. Experience!
Do you consider yourself, I mean, is he a picky eater?
No. I wish I was a picky eater. No. Depends, though, you know, like anything fishy, too fishy, No, I'll eat like a nice haddock, nice sushi, but like actual, like, you know, salmon and shit.
Fish is always a disappointment to me. In my mind, I should eat, we should eat fish. I like fish.
Yeah.
But when you have a choice of fucking steak, pasta, right, you really want the fish.
Yeah, right. The real thing.
I don't want the fish.
That's my thing, is when I go out, it's like, I don't want to try new shit, because if I don't like it, I'm going to be pissed. I'm just spending my money on like this, I mean? I don't want to be the asshole to make them send it back and get me something different, you know what I mean? So it's like, I haven't had a chance to, although I just interviewed, it's crazy, I interviewed the Bruins goalies, Jeremy Swayman, and he grew up in Alaska, and he was telling me how, like, they grew up ice fishing and all this shit, and all they ate was fish.
Can you Alaska salmon? Ice fishing?
It's what crazy. No, like they cut a fucking hole in the thing.
I see the people doing New Hampshire where I live. I can't get over it.
Yeah, those people are fucked.
Every year they do it, I stop and go, who the fuck would want to do such a thing?
Yeah.
It
looks my roommate in college got arrested for that. Because he didn't have a license. We were ice fishing. He got arrested.
I can't get over
it.
He
didn't have a license.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a cousin that ice fishes on Constitution Beach, and he's Boston.
Really?
No. There's always one fucking...
We used to call it Shays Beach when I grew up there.
Yeah, Shays Beach.
Is it really worth it to set up a fucking tent on the fucking ice with a chainsaw and just sit there with a fucking string and wait for fish to go on there?
Do you guys do the camping?
Oh, we've talked about that.
I don't get anymore. I don't get camping.
When
though.
I was young,
no.
Yeah.
It's a young man's game as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
We did it heavily when we were younger.
Yeah.
As an adult, no fucking camping.
You
is
have
allowed.
Any like crazy camping? Like any bears try to kill you or anything?
No people.
I was
people.
campsite brawls, right?
Yeah.
Issues.
Yes.
Cops trying to be thrown out multiple places.
Where would you camp? Where's you
up
go
in
to?
New Hampshire, Maine, the highways, all these like Big Owls,
up off
Pine,
of 16,
all
like
these crazy
the
places.
Yeah. No, I was in Burlington, Vermont this weekend.
Yeah,
how was that?
Went up there.
Not camping.
No. I was in a nice, comfy hotel room.
That's camping.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's fuck to it. Me. I always want to like. I mean, I would love to like eventually raise a family here, but you know, I think I know. Like, you got to travel and make
you gotta
connections
marry a girl?
And all that. Am I married to her?
You got to marry her?
It's the plan right now.
It's fucking good
that's
girl.
The plan
you got
right
there.
Now. Yeah.
How long you been with her?
She's great. 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah. She's awesome. Italian girl.
Yeah.
Italian girl. Yep. She's
met her at the. Up in Wilmington?
Yeah, you met her there. Yeah, she's awesome.
Good
she's
girl.
A
nice.
Full-time nurse at Beth Israel. She just graduated UMass Boston. She makes more money than I do right now, which is great.
You better fucking tie her up in a long-term
fucking,
deal.
If anyone's not marrying anyone, I'm the unemployed one, technically.
Listen, nurses are huge. Unemployed. Nurses are huge Be A Man fans.
Right.
First responders love Be A Man.
Do they?
Oh,
they
nurses
should.
Are nuts.
Because you're like a first responder.
You are.
You show up. Fucking be a man.
Toxic masculinity.
You get that a lot? You get like people ever haters, like the toxic shit that
tons.
You get those a lot? Like messages or like mostly positive?
I don't. These guys deal with it.
Oh, really?
We're immune to criticism. Not really.
Yeah.
A couple times. I whacked a couple guys.
In public, no one's going to fucking say shit because everyone likes to hide behind a fucking phone.
Hide behind a keyboard.
Right. That must be a big thing for you, especially. Like, you grew up in a time where you fucking go and confront someone. You say it to their face. Now you got a
different world, man.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Because I grew up in a household like that. And, like, I grew up in East Boston, so, like, my friend group was tight-knit, you know? Like, you know, we do stupid shit, like, go into the North End, fight kids, stupid shit. But, like, we grew up also, I went to college and I met kids that grew up in a completely different, you know
what
I mean? Suburbs.
I went to Bunker Hill.
Where'd
you go to? UMass?
UMass Boston.
UMass Boston. All right, so you go there, it's like a melting pot, just like Bunker Hill.
Exactly,
I wasn't smart enough to get into UMass Boston.
UMass Boston, honestly, now it's gotten even harder to get in. I was in college, three years ago? Yeah, it's not bad. I just never knew what the fuck I wanted to do.
Nah.
I remember I was in philosophy class learning about fucking Plato and Aristotle, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm in school for a business degree. I'm learning about Aristotle.
Right.
And I got this old guy teaching me, and he told me to get off my phone. And at the time, I'm paying for this fucking class, and I have to. So that was the moment I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I switched my major like 3 times. Yeah. I never knew what I wanted to do. Yeah. So I just decided fucking learn how to make some money off social media. I had the followers. I'm like, let's just fucking go for it.
So where'd you go, man?
You graduated though, right?
No, you dropped didn't. Out. Okay. Yeah, I've been full time now for going on fucking 2 years, which is crazy. Yeah, going on 2 years full time. It's interesting too, in like the household I grew up in, like that blue collar kind of, you know, whatever. Like you go to college, you work. That's it.
Yeah.
So when I dropped out to say I wanted to make videos, my father didn't even want to talk to me. He didn't want to look at me. My mother is a little more understanding. Like, you know what I mean? She'll hear out the situation. Yeah. And she saw I was making money. So I wasn't like just dropping out with no plan. But, you know, also I didn't really have a plan. You know, it was kind of like whatever. But nowadays, though, it's like, number one, college isn't going anywhere. Number two, there's so many ways to make money now. You know, whether you make videos or
it's the truth.
Yeah, there's drugs, so many, whatever like, the fuck.
The whole college paradigm's out the fucking window. I graduated college. You graduated college, right? For me, personally, big waste of fucking time. The only thing I can say I get out of it, it's a double-edged sword now. It introduced me to acting, you know, as a career.
Yep.
Which is a great thing, but at the same time, maybe it's not such a great fucking thing. Because that's all I get out of it. I could have got into acting without going to college.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's all I get out of it. I went to Suffolk University. My degree's in criminal justice.
What about before that? You went to Bunker Hill.
Ivy League, Bunker Hill Community College. Were you in Bunker Hill? Fucking Ivy League. First year it ever opened.
There were
knife fights in the fucking hallways.
it was nuts. Because I was there like 3 years after him.
Weed, drugs, teachers.
Was it all local kids? Was it local kids?
All fucking Charlestown kids. All Somerville. Smoking angel dust.
All fucking Southie. It was fucking
nuts. It was nuts.
Fucking Wild West in there.
It was
I remember Governor Dukakis walked through the student union. Everyone was smoking weed.
Really?
Everyone used to smoke weed openly. Like this was like 78.
Nice.
He fucking walked through and he's fucking looking.
I saw a guy getting piped under a fucking stairwell. You know the stairway come down? Right there. Smoke job.
Be a man. Experience!
You like the Chinese, right? The Asians?
Where'd you hear that?
Do you? I don't know. I'd heard
no way. Is that true, be a man?
They have small feet, nice asses. They don't smell.
You know the whole thing about be a man? I like a nice small ass on a woman.
He likes a big ass.
Tiny tits.
I like a big ass.
I like a small, nice form. Yes,
I'm an ass guy. Yeah, I like the ass. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Everything big.
Yeah, everything big all around. But like, you gotta have the ratios right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. As long as there's curvature in this proper spot.
Yeah.
As I beefed up in my career, now I'm on the downward for now. Hopefully, I'll stay this way. But I was beefing. My ratio of ass acceptability grew as I grew.
Yep.
So I go, that's all right. But as I get bigger, I go, yeah. Oh, that's all right. Well, you know, the concentric circle of ass expanded. But I'm still that way, though. Now, even though if I got skinny, I still want a big ass.
I was going to say, you lost some weight. You still.
Yeah. Right? It's the last like time you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Drop what, 30?
30, 35.
Yeah, wow. No, you look great. Yeah, you working out, too? You hitting the gym?
You walk. Not heavy.
A lot of walking.
I do some walking. Nice. I do a little couple of maneuvers at home.
Nice.
Because I'm not going to kill myself. We talk all about this. I'm into fourth quarter fitness.
Right.
What do you want me to go to the fucking gym at 5 in the morning to lift weights? No, not doing that.
It's a lot.
You want to see me jogging 6 a.m. on the fucking... No. I make a couple of maneuvers. A
couple of maneuvers.
Executive workout, right?
Maneuvers.
A couple of fire.
So what kind of maneuvers? Are these like fucking calisthenics we're talking here?
Well, I lift the weight. You also think you're going to squeeze something like isometric, you sit in your chair, hold it for 5 seconds. I think it's the same as going to the gym and lifting weights.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Basically, the same thing. You're working it's smarter, the same not thing. Harder, you know? Smarter, not harder.
Listen, right? I ain't going to break my fucking balls at 68 working out.
Yeah.
But I do want the results.
Yeah.
So I'm a life hacker.
Right. I like that one. That was a good one.
We're going to hack.
Did you play sports growing up? You're like an athlete?
Yeah, but nice. I was underground athlete.
What does that mean?
I quit all the organized sports in high school.
Yeah.
Even though. I'm going to say I was a pretty good ball player, right? But we played leagues away from school, hockey, football, softball. I couldn't get along with coaches. I couldn't really, you know what I'm saying? I had difficulty mingling with the hierarchy.
Like, how was that with your acting career, though? Because you had to be with, like, a director and all that.
That was fine, yeah. By then I was fine. Even though whatever ill will I had, I harbored it deep inside. I would be like, I knew with them.
Bit your
I
tongue,
had to keep
yeah.
it down.
Right.
You can't lash out at those people because they'll shit can you so fast.
Even
though I had the hatred and the hostility, I was able to go,
Yeah,
no problem. I got you. Yep.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, like those fucking shoots, man, because we shoot at the deli with two cameras, like whatever. And I'm like, it's fucking because I looked into like actual shoots, you know, multi-camera, single camera shots, all that. And Like, I mean, I would love to. My dream is to eventually get a show on Netflix. That'd be sick. I've already started, and I haven't really told anyone this, but slowly writing up the deli as a show. Mm-hmm. And just, sure. like, researching more, learning more about the space. I've never acted professionally before or anything, you know? But that whole world is, I'm so intrigued about it and to learn more, so.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now, and don't steal this from me unless you give me the role.
Okay.
I used to go to this, I mentioned this once or twice in the podcast. I'm going to get... The guy who worked on the deli, he was a real guy. Anthony, his name was. Older guy, right? He was fucking suave.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nice shoe, a nice, beautiful slack, the whole bit, right? And the movements.
Mm-hmm.
So when a broad went in, they go, give me a half a pound of fucking whatever, and salami, he grabbed the thing. Like with flair, you know what I mean? And he'd go, like, and he put it in the fucking slice, and he'd be going, make an eye contact with the broad.
make it all sexual.
And then he'd go, put it away. What else? Imported ham. Fucking smooth. Beautiful. Like, that's a good character for the deli.
That is a good character.
So you bring me in. There's fucking Fernando back there going.
You play that in what?
A deli guy?
Yeah.
Was I a deli guy?
You were.
And why?
I don't know.
I don't even remember. In a movie?
It was like a Lifetime movie or something, right?
I don't know. Weren't you in fucking Julia on HBO?
Oh, Julia, yeah. You were a butcher shop owner.
Oh, okay.
Really? I think it's that, technically, I was a butcher shop man.
Close.
Johnny the butcher shop man. Grabbing the fucking meat.
Look at that, huh?
That's awesome.
Like that?
That's what I do to my wife. See, your girl's Italian, so she gets it. My wife, though not Italian, is a superb cook, but what she can't, she's from North Dakota.
Gotcha.
She can't get over the way we talk about food as Italians.
She's like overly obsessed, yeah.
She fucking gets a kick out of it, yet it irritates her at the same time. I go, look at that. Let me see it. Hold it up first. Then she'll be like, I go, you don't know how to eat a fucking cutlet. She goes, what do you care how I eat it? I go, I know, but I do care though.
Right.
I'm bothered by the way you're eating it.
You're fucking abusing it.
We go through this
it.
All the time.
You're disrespecting the food.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you say that?
Yeah, of course.
If you see someone,
of course.
She doesn't put fucking cheese on macaroni.
What?
What the fuck is up with that? Do you know anybody that does that?
No, of course not.
Call it macaroni, not pasta.
Right. Always. Right. On purpose.
Right, yeah.
I go, how the fuck do you not put cheese on fucking macaroni? I don't like it. I go, it's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Isn't it?
Oh, 1,000%, man.
Fuck that. I used the whole fucking bottle. Whatever. The thing.
What nationality is she?
She's Scandinavian, primarily.
Oh, really?
Cooks like a son of a bitch.
What's like her signature dish? If like a signature?
There's no signature.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Well-rounded.
I'm getting hungry.
You know the Instagram, all the bullshit fucking recipes on Instagram? She'll send them to me. She's, you want to try this? I go, uh-huh.
You guys did have prosciutto poppies cooking. Prosciutto poppies a good cook.
Call him back. Get him up here.
I know.
Is he gonna get on? I saw that DoorDash is doing the thing. The social media fucking DoorDash.
Oh,
as seen on TikTok.
Really? I didn't even see that. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get in on that. I mean, the fucking big corporate companies like that. I mean, those are always good to get in on, but they usually have, the campaigns. They'll reach out to you usually, you know. It's hard to kind of get in touch with them unless you have, an agent or something.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of companies.
What do we got here?
There you go.
Oh, be a man.
don't mention a name because I don't know if they're going to fucking go with us or not.
Underwear, the original pouch underwear, triple XL in the pouch area. You remember?
For you. Triple
Thank
XL.
You. Well, you know I got a fucking python in there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Dude, the ball pouch is fucking, it's nice.
Yeah, you wear them too?
Oh, have you worn those?
I have several pairs.
They're supposed to send us six of them for everybody. But
let me understand. The pouch area, is it separate for the bag?
Yeah, it cradles. It's like a nest for your fucking coin purse. It's
nice. Really?
Is this company here?
Yeah, but I've had other companies too. That company's actually pretty good, but almost any pouch, you're fucking good to go. It's just you don't get the stickage on the side.
Yeah,
you always
nice.
Know what you're getting control because the balls are fucking unpredictable. They go wherever the balls you want.
My balls are still killing me from my hernia operation 2 years ago. Last year, actually.
Be a man. Experience.
I had an Asian doctor before, Dr. Tung.
Doctor
Tung.
That's a tough name for a
doctor.
She
graduated from Harvard.
Harvard?
Nice. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Cardiologist.
Oral surgeon?
Nice girl.
Bunch of fucking quacks.
You do the massage parlors?
Weekly.
Weekly, actually?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Everywhere.
Masking for a friend.
He's got a couple of nice places.
Does it go one up the street?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
Are you not into the circuit, Tommy?
What'd you say?
Are you not into the rub and tug circuit?
I never been. I never done it.
He's asking for a friend.
I've never done it. I'm right. I'm asking for a friend. I bet you I know the friend. What the fuck you're talking about over there.
I'm only one ahead of you. I only went one time in my life. Yeah. It was a wonderful experience. I recommend every young man should try it at least one time.
Oh, yeah.
But I never went back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was great.
Yeah,
I think you should try it. I mean, the girl would understand. Tell her to talk to me.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm giving them work, you know what I mean? Yeah. Paying them, you know?
People say like, oh, well, you can
people got to make a living, right?
You can jerk off yourself, but you know what? Nothing like getting a nice massage for an hour. Nice naked broad with small ass, right?
Small
fucking
tits.
Finger up, grab her tits. Then she jerks you off, you pull a load over and fucking get up and leave. No commitments.
So when you're doing the tuggy poo, are you doing like groping and like sidebar finger
GFE,
actions
GFE.
All throughout?
Hopefully GFE.
What's GFE?
Girlfriend's experience.
Do you make commentary?
Of course.
Like, oh baby, yeah. You talk the whole time. Yeah. What do you say?
I'll get you a green card.
Do you go like this? Stand there rubbing. You go like this. The balls. Get the balls.
Tell them what you want. Be a man.
Balls.
Tell them what you want. What you like.
Do you ever whack her in the head and go, don't ignore the balls?
I never hit a woman.
No, a tap. It's a reminder like this. No, you never did that?
Never hit a woman in my life.
So have you ever followed through and got any green cards for any of these broads?
No, but I got a lot of phone numbers.
Let me ask you, will you say anything in that situation to achieve the final?
Don't you? When you were younger?
I do.
Tell them what they want to hear. Be a man.
Absolutely.
Right?
Always be lying. You know that. Be a man. The truth just ain't going to cut it. The truth is boring. But I used to lie a lot to my wives and this one and that one. Mm-hmm. They go, how come you lie when you don't have to? Which is a weird phenomenon, right? I go,
good practice.
Because the truth was so boring that seemed like a lie to me. So I thought I would do this, which actually sounds more believable than the truth.
Right.
But you create doubt and chaos.
Right. I mean, you gotta. I mean, especially with people in the creative space, you're always thinking of fucking new things, new storylines, whatever the fuck it may be. You gotta spice some shit up, you know? The fuck? Yeah. I live a boring life sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Say I'm an angle man to the wife. What do you do? I'm an aura, angle, and innuendo man. I don't know what the fuck I do.
Innuendo. Great word.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
What's your wife do for work?
She does medical from home on the computer. I'm going to keep her.
Yeah, I get the cash.
Let's fucking keep her.
Did she go to school, like medical school for it or anything?
No, see, she's like a 2-year school. Perfect example of college, right?
Yes.
Bullshit. Yep. 2-year fucking school making more than fucking nurses.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Let's publish a book.
Right? Yeah, awesome. No, she's doing great.
You have a book, right?
Yeah.
I got to get you a book. I got to check it out. You got any extra copies here? Nice.
Yeah.
How about the beer? You still doing the beer?
Still doing the beer.
Nice.
We're going to a different company, I think.
Nice. How's that process been for you?
Good.
Learning experiences and stuff?
It's, you know, it's a lot of glitches here and there. Nothing's easy, you know.
That's how I feel with the coffee. I launched my own coffee.
How'd that go?
Good. We did a pre-sale, so now it's like, because I didn't have the money up front to put up for the inventory, so I had to get the money first, then put the order in. So now it's just been a waiting game for the coffee. So we sold like 200 bags in the first pre-sale, which is awesome. So now we're just waiting for the coffee to get to the people, and then we're going to put it back online, do K-cups and shit. But like you said, there's a lot of fucking... Yeah. Glitches and shit going wrong, and fucking one person saying one thing, another saying the other thing. But, you know, it's good. It's a long term.
You were tied in with DD originally, right?
Yeah, I was doing some stuff with them probably like the first year I was doing this shit. Mm-hmm. And then they changed marketing agencies. So basically, when they hired their new company to handle their social media, they never reached out to me. They didn't want to work. I don't know why. I just think it's because of my content. They don't like the swearing and all
too
that
sensitive.
Shit. Yeah, just like the whole fucking world. So when that happened, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to fucking make my own coffee. That's fuck all. You guys. You know what I mean? I kind of flipped the whole thing and made it like that. You know, cool, that was the marketing campaign of it. Fuck Dunkin'. Just come drink my shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
So how do you go about making your own coffee? Do you have to go like work with people that make it and design it or whatever? How does
So I had a couple guys reach out to me and they were like, hey, do you want to start up to a product?
Yeah.
Because they help like influencers and shit help launch their own products. And I'm like, yeah, I always wanted to, but I never knew what the fuck I wanted to do. So, you know, they're like, all right, let us, you know, think for a couple of days, think on some shit. And they came back to me and they're like, what do you think about a coffee? I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Because I'm like, I do comedy shit. So I'm not like, I'm not like Prosciutto Papi does food.
Yeah.
So it's like he could sell a food product,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Me, it's like, I got to identify your audience. So I'm like, I get young kids, but I also get older people that watch my shit. Blue collar, you know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of stuff. So coffee would make sense. And I want it to like represent me. And
right.
I am like, I really represent Boston. Like Boston is like my whole personality. Right. So called the coffee Beantown Brew.
Nice.
Got a nice little branding for it. It's like a lobster on the bag and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, it's been a cool process. It's been a lot of learning curves, but you know, I'm excited for the future with it, you know.
It's out, so
right now it's not live because we did the pre-sale, so it'll go back live. I'm trying to do one last push before the holidays.
That'd be great.
But if not, then it'll be up in the new year.
Good.
So yeah, Beantown Brew. We actually have it in a few stores too. We're going to have it in Frank Anthony's Market in Seaport, a couple places in the North End, and then the deli. So
good.
People will be able to get it in person too, which will be cool.
Be a man. Experience!
You ever go out to dinner with a vegan? It's on our list.
No, I don't have many friends that are vegans. Vegans, tough. No, yeah. Have you done that?
Two vegans came to our wedding.
Yeah.
And it was like it's a whole thing. They go,
would you have to coordinate the whole fucking wedding around them? Like the whole food situation?
Well, it was a very tiny wedding, but to some extent, they end up calling themselves.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny nowadays how they do it. And you get over the formality of inviting Bill. We need to tell you something. Diana and I are vegans. We go, okay. What? What? What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Right. What does that mean?
Go, what do you
fucking say? Plant eaters.
They need special food.
Tell them to bring fucking crackers and cheese.
So then they ask you about the food. You go, listen, I can't call the fucking restaurant.
Right. I don't know.
Do they have? Yeah. Can they do? Can they make? I go, I have no fucking clue.
I got other things to worry about.
The vegan's tough.
Too much pressure.
Don't ever go out to eat with a vegan.
Possibly even a burger.
The fuck? Be a vegan. Could you ever be a vegan?
No, never.
No, fuck stupid. No. They also, the whole PETA crowd, too, they're fucking nut jobs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They're nut jobs. You ever see, like, the when they try to, like, attack Joey Chestnut when he's eating the hot dogs? You ever see that? And he puts someone in a headlock.
Yeah.
It's good. That's America right there. You know what
fucking
I mean?
Good fucking athlete, that Chestnut.
I met him in Louisville, actually.
It's a fucking athletic achievement.
Yeah. Great guy.
He's a good athlete,
he's
right?
He's like 220, right? You would think he's like 600 pounds.
He was in good shape, actually, which is crazy.
Isn't it amazing?
His insides must be all fucked up, though.
What about the Asian guy, Japanese guy?
Right? I know. He's
what's his
one?
Name? I forget.
He bumps him off, too, right?
He shoves him down. With Joey.
I wonder how their numbers are for like cholesterol and high blood pressure and all that
shit. Can't be good, right?
Cholesterol's 1800.
How the fuck can you do that?
Are they like good for 99% of the year and then that one day they just really fuck their bodies up bad?
Do you practice? You know what I mean? How do you get in shape?
I don't know.
No gag reflex.
No, they had it removed.
No, just fucking
surgically removed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah, competitive sports are nuts. You guys ever big runners back in the day? Like, we ever run a marathon or anything?
No, fuck no. Fuck no.
Can you imagine that?
Run
26.2 miles?
I don't even want to drive 26 miles. Like, complain about driving.
For real.
Oh, when I went to Bunker Hill, I ran like 9 to 12 miles.
I could do that.
Every night.
Then I could do it. Yeah.
When I was in my best shape, because I played a year of college hockey too, so I was in really good shape a few years ago.
Defense?
No, I was a goalie.
Really?
Yeah, third string goalie. I didn't play juniors or anything. I played Eastie High. Could have played juniors, but like I was like, I'm just going to go to college. Because you're going to play like 2 years of juniors, then you play.
Mm-hmm.
So these freshmen that are coming in are 21 years old. So I was like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. But I knew the captain at UMass Boston. He was like, hey, try out. Ended up making the team, which was cool. And, you know, I didn't play, but I got the backpack and the clothes. That's all that mattered. But my point was I ran. The farthest I've ever ran was like 7.5 miles one time. And that wasn't like a everyday occurrence. That was a one-time thing. But I would run like 3 miles consistently.
That's good.
A couple times a week.
Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, running sucks, man.
Nah,
you couldn't. I don't think you could pay me to run now. Walking's cool.
I'll walk a little bit.
No, it's worse than that, the treadmill.
Oh, you're just staring at the fucking wall running.
It sucks.
Be a man. Experience!
Tommy, if you could just tell us what be a man means to you and like what you think like be a man should mean to like your generation, like the younger kids.
Oh, you guys are getting fucking deep on me here. Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ. We were just talking about fucking hand jobs. I know. And I'm getting deep. Man. Well, number one, I've always been a fan of your shit. So I appreciate you having me here. This is honestly sick. I mean, even just like last year when we came here, I remember it was pretty cool to see like the whole operations behind the scenes. But I think Be a Man to me is you know, I think it has a bigger meaning than just like, you know, toughen up. You know, I think it's more of like, you know, like really embrace being a man. Because I feel like nowadays, especially with, you know, there's a lot of like people that hate men now. You know what I mean? Because of like some bad eggs, you know, yeah. that might beat women or whatever the yeah. fuck they do. So embrace being a man and like provide. You know, I think that's what the biggest takeaway I get. Absolutely. Like my biggest goal in life is to provide for my family. And, mm-hmm. you know, being a man for me is taking right. care of my kids and my wife, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So I think for the younger generation, especially with social media and the softer culture there is now, I think it's just, you know, embrace your inner man. You know, we're fucking hunters. Go yeah. get it. Go out and
that's
get
right,
it.
That's
how I look at it. Yeah. Go that's out good. And get it.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.